Welcome to Soma, the Manifesting Journey. Sit comfortably in an upright position with your back straight, or lie down on your back with your arms by your side, where you will not be disturbed. The key is comfort, so be as relaxed and comfortable as possible. Now with your eyes closed, bring your awareness to your breath as you breathe in and out. That's right. Let my voice be your guide throughout this experience. Now taking a deep breath fully in. Squeeze all the muscles in your body, hold and let go, relax, that's right, with a sigh of good feelings as you become more and more relaxed. And take another deep breath fully in, hold, squeeze. And again, just let go of all the tension on your exhale, just becoming more and more relaxed. That's right. Feeling the natural force of gravity drawing you closer to the earth, making you feel more and more relaxed and grounded. We like to begin every experience like this by tuning in to the whole brain. In Soma, every single cell in your body has a consciousness. One body, one mind, one consciousness. So to tune into the whole brain, we must activate the three major regions of the body, and each one of these regions of the body has corresponding endocrine glands, hormones that produce the emotions and feelings in the body that leads to physiological changes and results in your everyday life. It is these emotions, feelings, and actions that lead to the results. And by tuning into your whole brain, we can modify the results and enhance them by amplifying the functions of these very special regions and glands in your body. These three regions are your sex, digestive glands, which are the creative regions of your body. The second is the preserving regions of your body, your heart, your thymus gland, your immune system. And then we have the consciousness region of the body, of your third eye, pituitary gland, and the master glands that control all of the other glands in your body. This is the realms of your subconscious mind, your autonomic nervous system. And your conscious mind speaks to you through words and conscious thoughts. The subconscious mind speaks to you through emotion and feeling. These are actually your dominant thoughts, the feelings and emotions in your body. And by being able to tune in to these feelings, we can understand our truth. And through this, we can make better judgments and decisions that are more aligned with what we truly want to attract into our life. The way the ancients would tune in is through the use of tones, mantras, vibrations produced by the vocal cords. The three specific tones that correspond to each of these three major regions in the body is also known as dantians. The lower dantian, your digestive, and your sex, the creative region, is activated by the tone of And when you make this tone, you do not force the sound. You just gently vibrate the syllable and feel the vibration with your intention in that lower dantian. Closing your eyes and bringing your awareness to that region of your body and making that sound, you should be able to feel a vibration and a stimulation that happens in this region. We can further amplify this vibration by engaging the pelvic floor muscles. The pelvic floor muscles are engaged by imagining you are holding on to your urine when you desperately need to go for a pee. So to engage, you would pull up the pelvic floor muscles, which is also the muscles around the area of your sphincter. As by activating these sphincter muscles, you can also engage the pelvic floor muscles. So by imagining you're drawing up this muscle, you can actually activate the region of your root chakra, which will further amplify the function and enhance the vibration of the tone of R. The second dantian, or the second region of your body, is the region of preservation, your heart and thymus gland. This is activated by the sound oo. So by activating the creative life force, the life force that fuels the manifesting abilities of the cells in our body, we must then use the heart to transmit this energy around the body and to create a heart-brain connection. So by modulating the tuning from and changing the syllable to oo in the same tone, you can imagine that you're drawing up this energy of creativity up through your spinal column into the region of your heart. And by focusing on that ooh sound with a vibration, we can actually feel the stimulation in the area of your chest, your heart, and thymus gland. This can further be enhanced by the power of your own visualization. Then, to draw up this sacred life force energy to the areas of consciousness, where we can direct our intention into the future reality we want to manifest and create, which will allow us to program through the process of neurogenesis the necessary brain connections that will lead to the right actions that will create and generate the results that we want to attract in our life. We must activate this area with the mantra of by making a humming sound. And we can further activate this region by pointing our tongue to the roof of our mouth in the direction of our brain, or the third eye, pineal gland. And by closing our eyes and drawing our eyes up towards our forehead, the center of our forehead, the region of the third eye. By moving the eyes up, we actually activate the third eye and also activate the alpha brain waves in the brain. So, whilst making that vibration, also visualize this area of your brain being activated with this vibration. So all together, we will be making the sound, the sacred chant of Om. And we'll be elongating this tone so that it works longer and it gives you time to produce the necessary vibration to move up the spinal column throughout each of the major endocrine glands in the body. So just to practice this together, take a deep breath fully in. Engage the pelvic floor muscles. Make the tone. And relax. Now we shall do this with the music that will help you generate this as a rhythm. So just follow along with the rhythm and groove, the music and the corresponding tones. That's right. As you make these tones, feel waves of good feelings moving through your body as you draw up this sacred life force, creative sexual energy and digestive fire up through your body into your heart. The heart transmitting this energy around your body, creating a perfect heart-brain connection, stimulating the highest frequencies of thought. That's right. Keeping your eyes closed, I want you to just bring your awareness now Bring your awareness back to your breath. Bring your attention to your breath and just observe this natural flow of in and out. And notice that when you breathe in and out, every inhale and exhale has a point that changes from the inhale to the exhale, the turning point. Just observe with your intention this turning point after every inhale and exhale. Just observe that point. And you may feel a wave of good feelings each time you bring your intention to that turning point. This turning point is also a metaphor for the turning points in your life, the transformational experiences, the points of growth. By observing your breath also allows you to become a good observer of your own life, of all of the autonomic functions of your life, things and habits that you do without any conscious thought. It's these habits and instinctive actions that actually have the biggest impacts in the results in your life. By taking a step back and becoming an observer, you can begin to see those habits and desires and autonomic responses that actually serve you or hinder you. And through this awareness, you can replace them with more positive, empowering ones. Or go deeper on enhancing the ones that are beneficial already in your life. So for a few moments, keep observing your breath in and out without any conscious control. Just observing the turn between your inhale and exhale. That's right. Now become an observer of your ability to consciously control the rate of your breath and the amount of air you bring in to your lungs. Begin to consciously control how you breathe by breathing slower, slowing your inhale and your exhale, steadily making them longer. That's right. And observe that by changing your breath, by breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, and focusing on your inhale and exhale through your nose, the amount of air you breathe into your lungs is reduced. Just do this for a few moments and understand that you have the ability to consciously control the rate of air coming in and out of your lungs. You have the ability to consciously control the rate of your inhale and your exhale, extending your inhale time or extending your exhale time. And through this conscious control of your breath, it is actually a reflection of your own ability to consciously control your own reality. That's right. By speeding up your breathing, we actually produce more energy and stimulate more thought. By slowing down your breath completely to the point we even pause our breath. As life is a series of inhales and exhales, you can press pause on life for a moment and allow the clutter of your thought files to reassemble, and moments of clarity and inspiration can emerge. That's right. You have the ability to change your own physiology through the rate of your breathing, which means by altering your physiology, as your physiology is a source of your feelings and emotions, then you have the ability to directly influence the way you think. And it's these thoughts that lead to decisions. And the quality of these thoughts lead to the quality of your decisions. The better decisions you make, the better the results and actions you create. Yoga is the union between your inner world and your outer world. If you want to change the results in your outer world, we must change the results in the inner world and make an alignment between the inner world and the outer world. And it begins with this very powerful exercise and going deep into the functions, processes, and consciousness of your whole brain. That's right. This is why you must train to become a good observer. An observer of how you interact, react instinctively on autopilot. By becoming a good observer, you'll understand you can consciously control your breath effortlessly. Being able to control your rate of your breath, the speed of your inhales and exhales, slowing down your breath or speeding it up to create more energy, more thought, or slowing it down to go into more relaxed, deeper meditative states, or even sleep. By being able to control the rate of your breath, the amount of flow of air into your lungs, you have the ability to influence your physiology. Being able to turn off stress at will, create more energy, go into deep meditative states. Imagine that by simply being able to control your breathing, you have the ability to control your reality. So now we have activated the power of your whole brain. The next phase is to reprogram the very architecture of your thoughts. Using a powerful process of guided imagery mixed with the breathwork techniques of Soma, creating heightened emotional states, raising your vibrational energy, will provide the perfect biochemistry for your brain to change. That's right. This will help tune your brainstem into the frequency of the reality that you wish to attract. So let's begin. Just play along with this idea right now. That right in front of you, you're in the presence of a gateway, with a giant door. And in your hand right now, you have a key to unlock this door, this gateway portal. The portal entrance to a whole new reality. Reality on your terms. A reality with no limitation. A reality that would make you feel so grateful if you were to have it right now. So much joy, so much passion, so much love for life. Just imagine the anticipation, the good feelings that you would experience if you were to open that gateway right now to a reality beyond all comprehension. And that in your hands right now, you have the power with this key to unlock this gateway, this portal. And in your hands right now, you have the ability to achieve anything you want. But you must make a commitment to accept this transformation into reality. So as you walk towards this gateway, ask yourself this question. Do I want to change and do what it takes to attract the future that I want? However, observe the reaction in your body. Is there a contraction? Or are you expanding with full courage towards this transformation? If there are any icky, sticky feelings right now, if you're feeling contracted, feeling any sense of low self-esteem, disbelief, then pay attention to those and know that you can release those. Any negative limiting belief that holds you back, you can let them go. You can overcome the challenges. So now I want you to bring up those feelings of anticipation, the butterflies of excitement, knowing that you're about to change. I want you to feel it inside. And bring those feelings up to the point there's a full body yes, a yes to to success, to life beyond all comprehension. A life on your terms. And become aware of where your good sensations arise in your body as you begin to feel this anticipation of change, as though you're about to be receiving your first ever gift when you were a child, when your mum brought you your first present. That anticipation. Where do those good sensations arise? Where do you feel them in your body? Become an observer of where you feel good sensations. And now, I want you to bring your awareness to any icky, sticky feelings that you may feel when any self-doubt arises. Where do you feel these? Where do you experience these in your body? Become aware of that right now. But now I want to switch back towards this feeling of anticipation, excitement for life. That's right. As you begin to move towards this doorway, this gateway, this portal to your dreams, get ready to unlock this portal. That's right. Feel those good sensations building up, drawing up as you put the key into the doorway, unlocking the key. That's it. Unlocking the door. The doorway to your full, absolute, maximum potential for achieving anything you want. A limitless life. A life on your terms. With everything you deserve. Have always wanted. That's right. And as you unlock this door, draw up and turn up the dial on those good sensations. Those feelings of knowing, deserving, of having, and belonging. That's right. Draw them up, build them up, feel them, and imagine you're now being engulfed with a white light, a divine white light, as this gateway opens up and you take that first step forward into this new reality. That's right. You become almost blinded by this white light with all this incredible sensations of positive, euphoric bliss. Knowing that you're about to change and transform and become the person that you deserve to be. That's right. This is the reality that you deserve. Feel it. Witness. Become the witness of this moment of change. As you take that step, imagine now, this is like a movie of your own creation. You are the lead character playing out in this movie of your mind. Project this movie in your mind's eye. And the movie begins like this. If there are no limitations, if health was no concern, money was no object, what would be from the very bottom of your soul? Your average perfect day, beginning with the moment you wake up. Imagine the music in the background is becoming the soundtrack to your dream. And as you fade deeper and deeper into a state of pure relaxation, the music becomes more and more embodied with your vision, the soundtrack to this reality. Ask yourself these questions as you begin to play in your creative imagination. Where would you wake up? Who would you wake up next to? Where in the world would you wake up in your average perfect day? Would you have a partner, a lover, or would you be alone? Imagine the bed that you'll be sleeping on, the bed sheets. What would you do when you get up out of bed? When you open the curtains, what do you see outside? Imagine what you see. The view from your average perfect bedroom. What would you do for breakfast? Would you have it made for you? Would you make it yourself? Would you have children, a family? Become like a child, dreaming, conjuring up the images of your average perfect day. The more childlike we become, the more playful we become, the more this stuff works. As your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between the imagined world and the real world. And to tune our brainstem, the center of our reptilian brain, point of awareness to reality. In order to tune this and filter out the information that we want to attract, in order to attract the reality that we want, we must use the power of visualization, emotion, feeling, to feel, to see, to taste, touch in the imagined world what it would be like to have what it is that you want right now, as though it's happening right now, bringing it into the present moment. So play along with the feelings, the thoughts, the ideas, the emotions of experiencing having everything you want right now, as though it's happening right now, by playing out your average perfect day. That's right. When you realize that money is no object, you may change your desires to something else. What would you do if you could do anything, regardless of whether it brought you money or not? What makes you tick? What do you love to do? What would you do in your average perfect day that you know that if you were to become a master of, if you went super deep on this one talent or skill, you could become one of the best in the world? What would that be? What could you master and become a master of? What makes you tick? What do you love to do? What's your passion? How would you spend your average perfect day? What would you do to contribute back to the community, the society, to the environment? What is your mission, your purpose? Explore that for a moment, right now. And I want you to now carry this vision forward and amplify it throughout the next component of this guided journey, where we breathe together and breathe in a rhythm. And notice as you breathe in a rhythm, your vision becomes more and more clear, and those good feelings, good sensations amplify and expand throughout your body. And you may find that your vision changes throughout this journey as we breathe together. So be open to change, be open to transformation, be open to new ideas as we become more and more inspired through the breath. That's right.